Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 1st. The Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce wants to take a transportation tax increase to voters this fall. But as Benta Berkland reports, legislative leaders are mixed on the issue.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham supported a bipartisan sales tax increase for roads during the last legislative session. It ultimately failed at the State House. And he doesn't think voters would pass a ballot initiative filed by the chamber because the polling is too low.
I think the chamber's ballot measure is doomed to fail. And I think there may have been a window last year if that was the route that was going to happen.
The GOP is backing a separate bill this session to issue bonds for transportation infrastructure and put $300 million each year from the budget to pay them off. Democratic Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran wouldn't say if she supports the initiatives, adding only that she's glad voters may have a chance to weigh in on the issue. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A new report offers a glimpse into the potential economic future for communities that depend on winter sports. Eric Galatis has more.
Winter arrived late in Colorado, and resorts have struggled to make and keep enough snow to attract skiers and snowboarders and the money they bring to the state. According to a new report, warmer winters associated with a changing climate are here to stay unless large-scale efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are mounted. Mario Molina with the group Protect Our Winter says there's a limited window of time to act.
If we continue with business as usual, what this report shows is that the economic impact, especially on the ski industry, will be far more dramatic than what we're experiencing even now.
During the 2015 and 16 ski season, winter sports added more than $20 billion to the national economy through spending at resorts, hotels, restaurants, bars, grocery stores, and gas stations. Researchers found that a year with low amounts of snowfall results in a loss of more than $1 billion in economic activity and a loss of more than 17,000 jobs. The Trump administration has prioritized boosting the fossil fuel industry over tackling climate change, and EPA Chief Scott Pruitt recently claimed that humanity has benefited during warming periods. Molina disagrees and says in addition to thinner snowpacks at resorts, recent natural disasters, including floods unleashed by Hurricane Harvey in Texas and massive wildfires and subsequent mudslides in California, are further examples of the downsides of a warming planet. Molina says ski resorts are adapting by lowering emissions, introducing ski passes that can be used wherever snow does fall, and by adding spring and summer activities.
However, the challenge here is that even all of those adaptations will only work if we still have some semblance of a winter season. And that means sub-freezing temperatures at night that are needed for making and maintaining snow.
Molina says people across the political spectrum share a love for winter sports and benefit from the economic activity they generate. Molina says he hopes the information in the report will lead policymakers to keep winter sports viable for future generations by enacting what he calls climate-sensible policies. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
For the first time in more than a century, a Colorado lawmaker may be expelled from the legislature. This comes after allegations of sexual harassment have been found credible against Democratic Representative Steve Lebsok. It is an unprecedented action to introduce a resolution for expulsion. Benta Berkland has more.
The mood inside the House chamber on Tuesday was tense. Extra security was called in as Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker stepped up to the podium and announced the outcome of an independent investigation on Representative Steve Lebsok.
His behavior demonstrated a pattern of behavior that not only violates the policy, but puts the integrity of this body at risk. It is our responsibility to hold our members to higher ethical standards than what I think Representative Lebsok was demonstrating.
Becker says the report found 11 allegations against Lebsok from five women credible, including one filed by fellow Democrat Faith Winter last November. She alleges that Lebsok made unwanted sexual advances and used vulgar language with her in 2016.
I'm relieved that the report finally came back and that it came back credible. I think it's really important that it's five women in 11 allegations. This is not a Representative Winter versus a Representative Lebsok issue.
Each member of the House will get to review the results of the investigation in advance of the expulsion vote. That is scheduled for Friday. Passing the resolution would require backing from at least 8 House Republicans to get the 2/3 vote that is needed. That's assuming all Democrats will vote together as a block. Lebsack, who is running for state treasurer, believes he will be vindicated.
I will not be expelled. The members of this body will see what's going on, and I will not be expelled.
He denies wrongdoing and says the investigation conducted by the Employers Council is flawed.
There's been a lot of bias and unprofessionalism from the fact finder in my case.
It's the same argument that Senate Republicans have made after sexual harassment allegations against 3 of their members were found to be credible. Democrats plan to run a resolution to oust Senator Randy Baumgartner, who has 2 other complaints pending against him. House Minority Leader Patrick Neville appeared to question some of the findings in Lebsack's report. He's reviewed it and says the more serious allegations aren't clear.
There are several things in the report, process, fact-finding, conclusions that I have questions on, and I would like to talk to the investigator, and I think my caucus would too.
Neville says his vote may hinge on what the investigator says.
I mean, this is a pretty serious step. It hasn't been done in 102 years, so I think we've got to be very thoughtful about all the items involved and the repercussions before we take such a step.
Representative Faith Winter says she's nervous about what happens next.
It has been 3 long months of retaliation and attack after attack, and I'm going to have to endure another long day on Friday.
For Joanna Grossman, a law professor at SMU in Dallas and a national expert on workplace harassment, the vote could highlight whether the state legislature as an institution takes this issue seriously.
It's absolutely the case that ignoring a complaint that was found credible, you know, in this case, refusing to oust a person who has been credibly accused of misconduct, that sends a message to every other person there that don't bother.
So far, there have been 8 complainants investigators found credible against lawmakers in both parties and chambers. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.